Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll take a musical trip to Cuba, and celebrate the birthdays of Paul Whiteman, Edward Eliscu, Zez Confrey, and Albert von Tilzer. A couple of weeks ago, President Obama and his family traveled to Cuba for a two-day visit, marking the first time a sitting president has visited the island in nearly 90 years. Some people didn't like the fact that he went, but I don't think anyone's going to object to my taking us all on a musical journey to Cuba, beginning with Thelma Terry and her Playboys.
Thank you. a table for two, or we can both sit and view a sky of blue. In a cafe out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba. And as we sit there and dine, you lift your goblet of wine to sink with mine. In a cafe out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba. Intoxicated by romance, you take me by the hand. We join the others as they dance to a hot rumba band. I know I'd even go through a revolution or two, and so would you. I'd take a chance so we could dance kiss and romance in a cafe out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba.
Thank you. filled with smiling faces down in old Havana town. Every señorita seems a little sweeter down in old Havana town. Why remain a dreamer? Hop aboard a steamer, pack your things and hurry down. You can always see me where the life is dreamy down in old Havana town.
I think that's a triple R debut for Down in Old Havana Town by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with Austin Skin Young providing the vocal. Down in Old Havana Town was written by Irving Caesar and Cliff Friend, and the arrangement was by Ferdy Graffay. That recording is from March 12, 1928, and you're going to hear a lot more from Paul Whiteman and Ferdy Graffay later in the show. Before that, it was a not very Latin-sounding rendition of Cuban Moon. That could be because it was introducing When Alexander Blues the Blues. That was Art Hickman's orchestra in New York on July 20, 1920. Cuban Moon was written by Norman Spencer, and When Alexander Blues the Blues by Harry D. Squires. That was preceded by Roy Fox and his band with Sidewalks of Cuba. The vocalist there was Peggy Dell on April 2, 1935. We began our journey with Lady of Havana. That was Thelma Terry and her Playboys, including Gene Krupa on drums, in Chicago on March 29, 1928. Lady of Havana was written by Jack Val, Saul Burney, and Paul Van Loan, and I'm going to guess not a one of them ever set foot in Cuba. I'm Glenn Robison, and I've never set foot in Cuba either, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Today, April 3rd, marks the birth in 1895 in Peru, Illinois, of pianist and composer Edward Elzier Confrey, better known as Zez Confrey. He began studying piano at an early age, had a band while in high school, and studied at Chicago Musical College. He worked for the Harry Von Tilzer Music Publishing Company in Chicago, made over 100 piano rolls for the QRS Company, and began recording disc records in the early 1920s. He's probably best known as the composer of Kitten on the Keys, which was actually inspired by his being awakened one night while visiting his grandmother, by her cat walking across the keys of the piano. He made several recordings of Kitten on the Keys in 1921 and 22, and Zez Confrey and his orchestra recorded a few dozen sides for Victor between 1922 and 24, although Confrey probably did not lead the orchestra. On February 12, 1924, Zez Confrey performed several pieces during the famous Aeolian Hall concert, which featured Paul Whiteman, and the debut of Rhapsody in Blue. Zez Confrey died of Parkinson's disease in Lakewood, New Jersey on November 22, 1971. Here's Zez Confrey. Thank you.
Thank you.
All three of those recordings were credited on the label to Zez Confrey and his orchestra, but were probably directed by Nat Shilkret. However, Zez Confrey played piano on all of them. We started off with Zenda from August 30th, 1922. Anthony Hope's 1894 novel, The Prisoner of Zenda, has been adapted many times, mainly for film, including the 1922 silent film version released on September 11th, which had this song, written by Louis Brough and Ernst Luce, as its soundtrack. Zenda refers to the small town in Ruritania where King Rudolph is imprisoned. Next, with the vocal effects provided by Ed Smalley, it was Charleston Chuckles, a Zez Confrey composition. Leroy Shield directed that November 21, 1924 session. We finished up with a tune by Lee S. Roberts, O. Harold, recorded June 4, 1923, after an unssuccessful attempt on May 15th. Lee S. Roberts wrote lots of tunes in the late teens and early 20s, including Smiles, A Little Birch Canoe and You, Patches, My Dad Once Had a Cat Named Patches, and Ching Chong. Last week, March 28th, marked the birth in 1890 in Denver, Colorado, of Paul Whiteman. And I know many of you were elated last week, as I was, to hear the news that the restoration of the 1930 two-color Technicolor musical film King of Jazz, starring Paul Whiteman, a project undertaken in 2012, has been completed. It'll premiere in May at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Many of you also know that there may be a book about the history of the film's influences and production, release, and restoration. I say may because in order to make the book a reality, the authors have created a Kickstarter campaign in order to raise funds to get the book finished and printed. The book is titled King of Jazz, Paul Whiteman's Technicolor Review, and the authors are James Layton and David Pierce, who wrote Dawn of Technicolor, 1915 to 1935, to coincide with that company's centennial. I have my copy of that lavishly illustrated book, which is already out of print, and King of Jazz, Paul Whiteman's Technicolor Review, promises to be equally thoroughly researched and beautifully produced. I'm proud to be a contributor to the Kickstarter campaign and urge you to check out both the book and the film restoration and help encourage and support preservation efforts such as these. With that, I'll forego a Whiteman microbiography here and get right to celebrating the birthday of the man billed as the King of Jazz with some of Paul Whiteman's less well-known rapidly rotating records. Thank you. of course, is Avalon from February 7th, 1928. Before that, it was Lulu Bell, written by Richard Myers and Leah Robin. And you're right, you heard not one but two pianos in there, played by Ferdy Graffay and Harry Perella. That recording was made March 24th, 1926. Last segment, we heard O Harold, but we started off our tribute to Paul Whiteman with O Joseph, recorded December 16th, 1924. O Joseph was written by Leo Fall. Leo Fall, born February 2nd, 1873, was an Austrian composer of operettas, and O Joseph is from one of his best-known operettas in the English-speaking world, Madame Pompadour. The two-act musical takes place in Paris and Versailles during the reign of Louis XV. And remember, please check out the book King of Jazz, Paul Whiteman's Technicolor Review on Kickstarter. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. Yesterday, April 2nd, marked the birth in 1902 in New York City of lyricist, playwright, producer, and actor Edward Eliscu. Growing up in New York, he attended public schools and developed a love for music and acting as a young boy. After receiving his Bachelor of Science degree from the City College of New York, he began performing in Broadway plays, including appearances in The Racket, Quarantine, and The Dybbuk. In 1929, Eliscu produced his first Broadway score with composer Vincent Eumanns and co-lyricist Billy Rose entitled Great Day. Eliscu also contributed to the 915 Review, the Garrick Gaieties, and The Little Show. In 1930, he began contributing songs to film scores as well as writing film screenplays. While he contributed songs to over 40 film scores, his most notable was the 1934 Fred Astaire vehicle, Flying Down to Rio. The Eliscu song Carioca not only launched the partnership of Astaire and his co-star Ginger Rogers, but also earned him an Academy Award nomination in 1935 for Best Song. Edward Eliscu died in Newtown, Connecticut on June 18, 1998, at age 96. His hits include Happy Because I'm in Love, Music Makes Me, Orchids in the Moonlight, A Fellow and a Girl, They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree, and these.
Never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would be deserted now. That field of corn would never see a plow. Darkie's born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along, long as a song, strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
Thank you. yes, forgive for such a thrill. I feel it still. You make the sweetest admission when you say maybe I do. You rouse my only ambition, winning you. I'm like the old tortoise who raced the hare. I'm slow, but I'll win. I'm starting and I'll get there. You'll have to give in. I'll make a yes out of maybe. I've got to do it somehow. That gives me something to live for now.
Written by Edward Eliscu and Joseph Meyer for the show Lady Fingers, from which it was dropped before the January 31, 1929 opening at the Liberty Theater, that was Something to Live For, performed there by Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra. The vocalist on that February 28, 1929 recording was Dick Robertson. Before that, from the third little show, described on the sheet music as the aristocrat of all reviews, we heard Bill Carlson and his orchestra with You Forgot Your Gloves. Ned Lehak wrote the music, and The Third Little Show was one of 14 reviews to which Lehak contributed between 1929 and 1942. Bandleader Bill Carlson was active around the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area and led Divine's Wisconsin Roof Orchestra, which recorded extensively for Paramount. This recording was made in Grafton, Wisconsin around August of 1931 and was issued on the Broadway label. We began our tribute to Edward Eliscu with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra providing musical support for Bing Crosby on Without a Song. Without a Song is from Great Day with the music by Vincent Humans, and Bing recorded Great Day in that same October 9, 1929 session. Last week, March 29th, marked the birth in Indianapolis, Indiana in 1878 of Albert Gumbinsky. Name doesn't ring a bell? You may know him better as songwriter Albert Von Tilzer. His older brother, songwriter Harry, came up with the professional name Von Tilzer by adding Von to his mother's unmarried name, Tilzer. Albert followed suit, as did their other two younger brothers, Will and Jules, who were also in the music business. Albert's early works were published by Harry's publishing company, but Albert was able to form his own publishing company after a few years, and though Harry and Albert each wrote hundreds of songs, they apparently never collaborated on any. Albert Von Tilzer died on October 1, 1956. His most famous tune is probably Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but he also brought us Alcoholic Blues, I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time, and these.
Thank you. happening, so it took my breath away. Here when I met you, I just stood and looked, I couldn't find a word to say. Here when I met you, there was a smile in your eyes I could see. Plainly I read what the answer would be, and the thrill will live forever in my memory. Here when I met you,
we'll be right back. on. Stayed all night and didn't dance. Wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, although it hurt. I just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue and nights were blank. I knew that she'd come back. But I love her and she loves me. Hey, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know that, well, there is, because I did it too, and did it too today.
Not the highest fidelity record in the collection, but a nice way to end the show, if for no other reason than the train whistle, chugging, and exuberance of the unidentified vocalist who might be Peter Bernard. That was the British band of Alfred Gill, better known as Alfredo's Band, and my cuties do at 222 today, from an Edison Bell Winter 78, waxed in London in January of 1927. Before that, from all the way back on February 19th, 1919, we heard Marion Harris and For Johnny and Me, written with Lou Brown. We began our tribute to Albert Von Tilzer with Edward J. McAnally's orchestra and Dear When I Met You from McAnally's last recording session on February 21st, 1929. The vocalist was Frank Munn, and they had made 8 previous recordings in 2 previous sessions before finally getting this take issued by Victor. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.